weather conditions across the Midwest this weekend will certainly be in transition, and we'll see quite a change take place with warmer weather today into early Saturday and then much colder air and a good chance for a major league winter storm brewing across the eastern portions of the region. The weekend storm system is going to be impressive, but let's back up for just a moment and we'll talk about the weather for today. We do expect to see a warmer bias occur across the Midwest after temperatures this morning fell below zero down southward to the northern portions of the Ohio River basin. And it looks like we'll see a quick snap around on temperatures in the western portions of the Midwest. Afternoon temperatures today will be in the 30s and 40s, but the east will still be held to the teens and 20s. Tomorrow will bring warmer air into the eastern areas, but the west will turn notably colder. Eastern portions of the Midwest will be in the 30s and some 40s for highs tomorrow afternoon, while the western portions of the Corn Belt will see temperatures tumble. We'll probably see the falling temperatures throughout the day in certainly the northwest and west central parts of the region, and the temperatures tomorrow morning will probably be warmest in southern portions of the region. The temperatures will bottom out as we move into Sunday and Monday across some of the western portions of the Midwest, and temperatures will likely drop below zero as far south as the Oklahoma-Kansas border area and perhaps northwestern Arkansas, southern Missouri, and even portions of northern sections in Kentucky. Now, the coldest air in Kentucky will hold off probably until Monday and Tuesday of next week, whereas the coldest weather in Kansas and Oklahoma will probably occur Monday, and we'll see quite a few areas in the northern half of the Midwest seeing some very cold conditions already on Sunday. Extreme lows in the areas near the Canada border in North Dakota and Minnesota will likely drop down to near or slightly below minus 40 degrees, and we'll likely see many areas across the upper parts of the Midwest experiencing lows in the negative 20s and negative 30s. Well, this temperature contrast from extreme cold conditions in the northwestern portions of the Midwest late this weekend with the warmer bias still lingering in the southeastern corner of the country will help to form a deep low pressure center in the eastern Midwest that will likely run towards the northeastern corner of the country. As the storm system intensifies, we'll likely see a significant snow event. Anywhere from 3 to 10 inches of snow will accumulate across the eastern Midwest, and perhaps some local totals getting up over 12 inches in the easternmost parts of the region and on into the northeastern corner of the country. Blizzard or near blizzard conditions will likely evolve as the low pressure system intensifies, and we'll likely see that strong wind behind the low pressure center bringing in the bitter cold air from the upper parts of the Midwest. That's when the temperatures will plummet across the region. We'll see freezes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico coast and possibly into Florida's citrus country as well. The storm system and all the bitter cold will certainly begin to abate as we get into the middle to latter part of next week. It'll take a while for a warming to occur sufficiently across the region to end the bitter cold. But as we do bring the warmer air into the region, another storm system may form across the central and eastern parts of the Midwest, bringing in some rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow to areas that are already going to be deeply buried in snowfall. So a very rough 5 to 7 days of weather coming up across portions of the Midwest. Winter wheat will be adequately protected across the region with the snow that's coming up. The only area that might not have enough snow on the ground would be in the Central Plains, but I think there will be some snow out there. Temperatures in the Central Plains will get down below zero through most of Kansas, and it'll be important that there is some snow on the ground to protect the winter crops and across those areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.